Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, the Gardaí have rolled out a pilot programme where some have been supplied with tasers. The argument is that with increased attacks on the Gardaí, they need something like this to defend themselves. But could this just result in a kind of arms race that could lead to an escalation of violence? Lucy Michael runs a consultancy and is a former member of the Human Rights Commission. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Good afternoon.
So what are your concerns with this?
Well, my concerns really are around the standards that are in place when the guards introduce anything new like this. And tasers, I think lots of us think that they're just they're a mild shock. But in reality, we're talking about things that can indeed result in death in some circumstances, and certainly have psychological impact and health impacts. So we're talking about really the application of big international obligations around torture and the right to life. So the compliance with human rights standards is really key when we want to make changes like this.
Yeah, and but there's obviously a reason why the Gardaí are going ahead with this. And there does seem to be a general perception they're under more threat.
Oh, I think all of us would be sympathetic with the guards on the street, you know, facing that. We've heard from Gardaí across the media in the last week as the taser pilot was announced that they're talking about, you know, just facing people who are carrying weapons like knives more often, and facing people who are taking cocaine more often, and the aggression that they're meeting in their jobs. And none of us want our Gardaí to be in those sorts of situations. But of course, you know, they carry a great responsibility as Gardaí. They're the legitimate users of force on behalf of the state. And so it's always that balance. You know, I have huge sympathy with guards in facing this. And it's to make sure that they have the proper standards and protection in place with whatever equipment that they're given, so that they can get that right.
Yeah. And what the Gardaí are saying is that, you know, they don't want to give them lethal options, but that if other techniques don't work, they'll use the taser.
Right, exactly. And I look, as what we know of the pilot now is that there is 128 guards undergoing training at the moment. So that's a couple of days training this week. And then they'll be given tasers to go out over Christmas with them as part of the pilot. And I think, you know, what I wrote in the Irish Times last week was it's very unusual to choose the Christmas period with all of the different circumstances that apply over Christmas compared to a normal weekend to start a pilot rollout of what is a new and sometimes lethal weapon.
Yeah. Why would you say that? Because you could think, well, actually, it's a good time because it's probably going to be more busy for them. There's going to be more drunk people on the streets, etc.
Yeah, and if you'd already done a scientific pilot and already worked out the issues with tasers and how they fit with existing Garda protocols, with the existing training, with our legislation, then Christmas would be an ideal time to go out and use them, presumably, if there was more threat to Gardaí. But the reality is this is the pilot. This is the test. And running a test in a very different scenario means you just can't rely on the test results. Maybe if they had started it back in October, had a regular period running up to Christmas to compare it to. But guards are going to go out this Thursday and in the weeks ahead with tasers right at the point where people are in celebratory holiday mode. The public aren't going to understand necessarily what tasers on guards mean. And it's going to be a very different scenario for policing right at the time where people are excited, they're out with their families. It's very unusual. And my take is just this. It's not anti-taser. It's to say it's really important we get this right. So if you're going to run a scientific study to check what the processes are and how it works, then Christmas is a really bad time to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it clear how they're going to collate results from this test?
Now, I wouldn't be privy to that information. That information, I presume, has been shared with the policing oversight bodies and the minister. I'm certainly aware of the protocols that have been in place in previous pilots by An Garda Síochána, which have been run well, I would say, to my knowledge. And it's just this piece around a pilot study being put in place the week before Christmas when you don't actually have anything else to compare it to. This isn't, you know, rolling out a pilot isn't a case of saying, well, we'll just try it in a few places first and then roll it out automatically everywhere else. And when you look at the taser pilot that happened in the Netherlands, for example, there were numerous deaths.
Yeah.
And Amnesty called for tasers not to be used after that because it was such a bad scenario coming out of the pilot. Because, you know, and here again, the great sympathy for the guards using this equipment for the very first time. Because up to now in Ireland, although we've had tasers, it's only been used by the armed response unit and the emergency response unit. So you got maybe, for example, in July last year, there was 3 uses of the taser. And now you've got guards right across Dublin over Christmas who really need to be very careful about how and when they discharge the tasers.
Yeah. So what, in your opinion, what would be a better time of the year to carry out a test?
Well, for me, I'd postpone it to January and run it during a regular period of policing when you didn't have that kind of really unusual scenario. It gives you time to warn the public of what's happening and to make them aware of the risks of engaging with guards who are armed with tasers, and that you're not in that scenario of over Christmas where things happen that are unexpected and different. We're all out of our routine. And for me, that's a more robust and rigorous method of doing that kind of study. You learn more from it. And the point of doing a pilot is to learn, how does this work? In what way does it work best? What do guards need in order to properly use this equipment? They might need more training. They might need more resources. They might need more backup. They might need more administrative support. And so while the Garda Síochána made a statement on Saturday talking about the human rights compliance, which I was really delighted to see because it did answer some of the questions we were raising last week, nonetheless, I think that still that question is this pilot a real learning opportunity or is it just an opportunity to roll out tasers over Christmas? And I still am not firm on the answer to that one.
Yeah. The thing about a taser being a form of discouragement to people, isn't that a kind of a nonsense kind of argument, really, in the sense of, people who are about to commit a crime don't really think about what the consequences might be. They're caught up in doing whatever they're doing. And similarly, if a guard's in some sort of physical altercation with someone, they're not thinking, oh, they might have a taser. The blood is boiling at that point.
Well, I think one of the problems is that you and I are making assumptions about what the pilot is supposed to test, because the minister actually never said that when he announced the pilot last week. And so what should the pilot be testing? Is it testing how tasers work with people who are charging aggressively at the guards wielding, for example, a knife? Is it supposed to be addressing, as one of the Garda Representative Association members said on TV the other day, that it was about cocaine usage? Is it about something else? And we need to actually know what is the question underpinning the pilot that it's being tested against, because otherwise you're not answering a question at all. It's just a rollout. And I believe that there is a methodology under this based on what I know of the other pilots. But we haven't been told what that question is. And it's really important that we know what that question is. For years, for example, people thought that cocaine had a preventative effect against injury by tasers. That came out of a study back in 2006, 2007. But 2 recent inquests in the UK on the deaths of Mark Cole and Sally Barberi, a businessman and father of 4, they both were cocaine users who died when they were tasered. And so that raises the question of, do we know enough about, for example, the interaction of taser, stun guns and cocaine usage? So if the question is about increased cocaine usage and the guards using tasers as a response to that, that raises real right to life questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the cocaine element of it could be that just is fueling a greater level of aggression from people.
Yeah, and then the deterrence effect doesn't seem to account at all if it's cocaine usage, because those people are not necessarily thinking in the right mind. And so the other thing, of course, is that we know that tasers are more likely to be used against people who are in mental health crisis. The guards were running last year a pilot project in Limerick on mental health. And so I wonder how these pilots sit alongside each other. How will the taser stun gun pilot account for mental health crisis while we're looking for the results of that mental health pilot in Limerick?
Yeah. At the same time, though, Lucy, that there was 1,000 attacks on guards last year and 300 of them were deemed to be very serious. It seems to be getting worse for them. They're having a recruitment and retention problems. That's probably part, the sheer danger of it is part of it. So, what can guards do to protect themselves?
Well, one of the things that Garda Síochána did this year was they spent a very large amount of money on stronger pepper sprays, incapacitant sprays, for precisely that. But of course, the sprays only work at very close quarters. as do batons, of course. And so the tasers are designed to work at a number of metres away. So the person is further away from the Garda when it's used. And this isn't to say there isn't a need for them by any means. It's to say that as we bring them in, we should have the sufficient respect for the right to life and the absence of torture, sufficient respect for use of force by the state, and sufficient respect for our Gardaí, who are going to be under surveillance for every time they use the taser, to make sure that this is done properly.
Yeah, and they are, and this also includes them wearing body cams, it should be pointed out. So,
well, and the Garda Síochána and the minister said that this was to make the taser pilot safer. But of course, that body cam, the body worn camera pilot hasn't finished itself. So we haven't seen the results of that pilot yet. And now you've got guards juggling two new pieces of equipment at the same time. I don't envy those guards, to be honest, at all. And so, look, as I said at the start, you know, huge sympathy with the guards in terms of the threat that they're facing. None of us could doubt that there is certainly, you know, a need for guards to be well trained, to understand their legal rights in terms of what they can, what levels of force they can use. But we also need to be very clear that the protocols are in place to protect the public, and because we do not want to damage the trust that communities have in the Garda Síochána. And of course, that's a very uneven level of trust, remember. Because the Garda Satisfaction Surveys show a huge level of trust. But when you look at particular communities, when you look at people who are disabled, when you look at minority communities, when you look at communities in disadvantaged areas, the trust levels are very different. And it's partly because of use of force.
Lucy, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Lucy Michael there from Lucy Michael Research, Training and Consultancy, also a former member of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Couple of comments on that. One texter says, well, Christmas isn't an ideal time for a pilot scheme. I wonder when would be ideal. Well, she answered that question. She said maybe hold it off to the new year. I'm afraid public order doesn't break down according to the calendar. Well, though it's, as we all know, around Christmas time, there's maybe a wee bit more of it. Another texter says, this is more scaremongering over tasers. The Gardaí are being presented with a level of abuse never experienced by any members of the force previously. They need a method to protect themselves, and it is not like they're going to walk down the street, so let's taser him, let's taser him. It'll be used as a last resort when somebody is not complying with the orders of the guard. It's about time they were introduced, says the texter. And in fairness, we got variants on that text far more than any others. The one person says, since tasers have been introduced in the US, there have been hundreds of thousands of deaths due to a new medical term called excited delirium. It's pretty much made up. So as police officers and the company, taser can never be held accountable. Okay, must look a little bit more into that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.